When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Tech Talk is underway on this Saturday, and we're on the air. Saturday is between 3 and 4 o'clock. Computers, hardware, software, whatever, if you're having trouble, this is the show. And Doug Swinhart joins us. And by the way, if you want to reach us, the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. If you send a text, it'll come right into the studio. If you call, you'll visit with producer Lindsay Brown. She doesn't mind, and she'll put you through, and we'll get you on the air here on the program today. And, Doug, I wanted to open the show today. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, I am.
With a memo from our chief engineer, Brett Ring. He sent this out earlier in the week, and I want to share it with everyone. I hope he doesn't mind, but it's great advice. It's a time of year when the humidity drops to the point where you start zapping yourself on things like doorknobs and pretty much anything conductive, metal surfaces. Speaking of which, computers and radio equipment and static electricity don't mix. Static discharge can cause electronics to malfunction or worse, permanent damage. Don't want a small zap to knock us off the air or damage a computer. I'm adding that part there. Once again, the solution, ground yourself out before touching any sort of equipment if you move around. Touch a side of a metal desk or something conductive, which isn't a computer or, in this case, and it doesn't apply to many of us, radio equipment. Once you do that, it should be safe to continue doing what you need to do. So big thanks to Brett. We thought we'd open with that, but somebody's phone's ringing. It is really a good idea, even with your home computers, laptops, Chromebooks, etc. Static electricity, when it is extremely dry, we get into the dead of winter, be aware of it.
Oh, no question about it. And, you know, computers, in fact, all electrical equipment, picks up more static and actual electronic magnetic interference, if you will, from us as human beings. We carry it in our body all the time. So, and you might have a wireless keyboard, for example, but all of a sudden it gets weird. That's just strictly at the keyboard because it's wireless. Still, if you notice this going on, get some stop static or some type of product, and just, you know, you spray this stuff on your clothes, you could just spray a little bit on a Kleenex and wipe your hands and your forearms, and you're good to go. That, or if you can't get out because of the weather, which we've been having mild winters again, but in case you don't, if you've got some kind of fabric softener, you can take and put a couple tablespoons in the bottom of a spritz bottle, fill it with water, shake it up, and it'll do the same thing. It's a good idea to start to be aware that not everything that goes wrong with your computer is hardware or even software. A lot of times it really is EMF, electromagnetic interference, RFI, radio frequency interference, and of course the dreaded static that comes from cables and being plugged into an AC adapter. That's why when we tell people, Stevie, just reboot first, shut it off, give it a break, drain the CMOS. That's all taking care of the static business, especially if the issues you're having are erratic and you cannot reproduce them. You can almost guarantee it has something to do with static or EMI or RFI. I think that we're on the cusp of potentially creating a new pollution that you can't see, you can't smell. Time to time you might hear it, but even that's rare. And I think that we need to be aware of these things. We really do. And it usually hits twice a year, either when we go into a cold spot or when we're leaving cold and going into spring. Those drastic weather changes and barometric changes have an unbelievable effect. I've got all pergo in my house now, and it's been reduced. But even my place with no carpet virtually that I touch, it's still going to build up a little bit. Wool sweaters are something to be aware of as well. And this is why we always tell people, too, we've got cold feet. It's good to have heat down there. Don't put it pointing towards your computer. That dry air blowing around a computer will actually create static on the outside of the case. There's a lot of things that are coming out as of recently that is really a good thing. But people need to be aware of this. Great topic, Brett. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and like I say, I have a metal frame on my desk, and it's just easy to kind of tap that. You kind of get into the habit to dissipate that static electricity. And I've got a little temp and humidity gauge on my desk at work.
Oh, that's smart.
Well, and what's crazy is I'm also in charge. Part of my job is making sure the HVAC systems are working. And then if there's a problem, people will let me know. And then I get a hold of the HVAC contractor to come out. I mean, I'm just kind of the guy that contacts and works with them. But it is amazing to see in an office environment, particularly in a workplace, that relative humidity will drop down to around 15 or 20%, which is really, really dry. And in your home, you try to keep more humidity in the air, but you need to find that balancing act because you don't want it gathering on the windows or rotting out the windows and causing other problems with your home. So managing humidity in your environment, particularly in the winter months, can be a real challenge. But once again, as you pointed out, dryer sheets help, a little humidity in the air, not pointing heaters at your computer equipment, and trying to drown yourself out. If you walk into your office and you touch the doorknob or you touch the frame of the desk, whatever metallic surface, and as you pointed out, carpet can be a problem and a harbinger of static electricity, but it can damage your equipment and more importantly, cause it to act weird. And that's one where we get back to it, where not only rebooting, but making sure everything's plugged in properly. Maybe unplug it, replug it in. Check all those connections can be a huge help.
Oh, no doubt. And something else I think people should really be aware of is very common. Well, you know, you'll plug stuff in and you'll get new equipment. You'll exchange equipment. And pretty soon after a couple of years, you'll look underneath your desk and there's this huge rat's nest of cables. That also is just a recipe for things to go wrong, statically speaking. It really is important that you wrap up those cables and keep them all going in the same direction, and maybe even throw some electrical tape around them if you can't go any better. But There are products out there that you can actually wrap your cable and have one continuous little black tube coming wherever it needs to go, and just little slits that come out for the cables that are necessary, like your keyboard, if you have a wired mouse, speakers, whatnot.
Oh, zip ties.
It looks nice. Yeah. It looks nice, and you're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, zip ties, you know, getting those cables organized. And I think it makes it easier to troubleshoot, you know, and once again, get in that habit of keeping the cables organized. And they even sell online, a lot of retailers have those little cable organizers that you can put up under your desk or on your desk or your workspace and keep those things organized. So if you do need to unplug a power supply and take your laptop or your Chromebook with you, it's easy to figure out what's what, and then you're not accidentally unplugging stuff.
Yeah, and you know, cable management is another issue that is ongoing. It's nonstop. Yeah, you change something, it's time to, maybe it's time to just rearrange your cables. Yeah. And like you said, I can't believe the amount of things available on Amazon and eBay that really don't cost a whole lot anymore. You can get the right size, the perfect fit, little double-sided tape that stick underneath your desk and cable boxes. It's just unbelievable the amount of stuff that's available. And it's not that expensive. So yeah, I think that people need to start to address that more as we move forward as well.
Yeah, and reseating those cables, particularly Ethernet cables attached to a laptop. If you're moving it around, those can get weird. This is from experience of going out and doing sporting events and streaming events that, you know, that if you're having problems with your connection, once again, especially Ethernet cables, reseating those not only at the device, but at the source as well.
Yeah. Well, see, we're also bringing in from the internet, and that static can come right in your house from, oh, who knows where it's coming from. And in addition, dirty bits. We talked about that before. You get little network packets hit your computer and they're not complete. They're just cast off to the side. They're considered dirty bits. That also, if you start getting collisions on your network, that also will create static. It's a brand new science, I think, and well, it isn't so new anymore, but still, I don't think people really have 100% understanding of this. And it's just such an anomaly. And it's just easier to just start there first. Because if you take care of that, and I always say too, when you're diagnosing this, if it's something that you cannot replicate, that's the most difficult item there is to diagnose when you're trying to set up a network or trying to diagnose a system. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to have some relationship to static or EFI or RFI. It's just a given.
We're going to break. We're going to come back. And by the way, you're welcome to join us on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And that number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 here on Tech Talk. Computers, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindhart in, and Doug, we've talked about this really during graduation season in the spring, and kids ready to go off to college for the first time. When it comes to electronic equipment, and you're looking for a gift idea, it is wonderful, but there are various gaming platforms, gaming computers. And if you want to do something really nice when it comes to electronics, our word of advice for years is maybe a card, maybe a gift card, something along those lines, or let's go shopping. Mm-hmm. But thinking you know what someone may want when it comes to electronics, you may not get the right thing unless they're very specific. And that's true. Tablets, computers, gaming devices, etc. A very generous gift, but a word of advice is, this might be a situation where unless you know exactly what they want, gift card might be the way to go.
Oh, no question about it. Especially young people, young adults who are entering high school and college, whatever they take and use daily for a digital device, this is the tool of their trade, and it really is personal. People have different preferences of how a keyboard feels and how heavy the unit is carrying around. See, like, oh, it's 8 pounds, that's not much, until you start lugging it around in a backpack. A 3-pound computer is going to be way different than a 5 or an 8 or a 10, and they've come so far with electronics, making them smaller and more usable, friendly, and carry with you. But at the same time, these devices are more fragile. But I couldn't agree with you more, Steve. It's so personal that even if you do purchase something because it was such a good deal and you couldn't let it get by past you, make certain that you tell the person, if you need to exchange it, by all means, please do so. I understand. There's nothing wrong with that at all. That's a good thing. But it is a personal gift. Got to touch it, feel it, and when you know it's right for you, you jump on it and you enjoy it.
Yeah, and gaming is another one where it's like, you know, gamers and, you know, that's just a whole nother can of worms. And if you do want to give a big gift like that and are willing to give someone a PlayStation or an Xbox, that is extremely generous. But You need specifics if you're going to go that route, because gaming is another thing where, you know, that everybody's got their own idea on what they want for gaming.
Oh, no question. And even specific games, the configuration of a desktop is just critical. Some games will run much, much faster with more cores in the processor, and some games require much more memory, bigger hard drives, and they really do need to be configured exclusively at times, especially if you're playing at that level. Professional gamers, they absolutely have to know all kinds of things about software and hardware. And good news is, Steve, is video cards have gotten back down to where a human being can afford one again, which is nice. Nonetheless, they can spend tens of thousands of dollars on one system, and it was configured for one specific game, especially the professionals. It's turned into quite the industry.
Tech Talk with Doug Swindhart. Doug, we did get a text about wireless keyboard and mouse. Never really had an issue with static with those devices, and it's not wired. I will say this, however, and that is With the wireless keyboard, yes, there is no direct connection between you and the computer with a wireless device. But if you can still, at some point in time, make contact with that device, that's where the problem is. And I think one of the greatest remedies of all is just a can of static guard. And once again, tread lightly. Don't overuse it. You don't need a ton of it. But if you're in that environment, little spritz of static guard goes a long way, and it's relatively affordable.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I've had customers and clients in the past where I've convinced them, you got to get a humidifier in it. Well, it seems like a lot of money. Well, but at the same time, if you keep the humidity where it should be in balance in the room, you're going to use less heat. You're going to feel warmer with cooler temperatures.
Sure.
Or you're going to feel cooler with warmer temperatures. It's just a good thing to do. Best to have your entire environment if possible. And most people, I think, are aware of this. Most furnaces could, if you have to, you could add $60 for a humidifier. But then, like you mentioned, and I think this is important too, can't let the air get too wet either. Just can't. There's a fine balance here. But it really is important to maintain that balance. And in regards to wireless keyboards and mice, there's probably going to be a day where you push a USB into that device. Well, guess what? You've touched it. And we are not the only place where these devices pick up static. We are the majority of where it originates. And in addition to that, different people carry different amounts of static. I had a gentleman in Owatonna I worked with for several years. He couldn't touch a computer, and he owned the business. He'd touch it, the whole network would go down. Took me weeks to figure out that. Finally, I put a pair of gloves on him. Life was good. Well, he just quit touching computers.
Human lightning rod.
Yeah, and he's a nice man, smart, intelligent. Well, he ran a nice business in Owatonna, just a good guy, but he just couldn't touch a computer. I don't know if this condition may change or if it's a lifelong thing. I don't know. We just don't know enough about this to really be absolutely certain and start to call ourselves at a professional level. It just isn't enough experience and really difficult to track. So It's definitely an anomaly that we're going to live with in the digital age, and we just got to work around it.
By the way, when we come back, want to talk more about how you can do a little training online, watch some videos, and learn how not to become the victim of a phishing attack. That's phishing with PH. How not to get scammed. There's a lot of great videos out there. We'll talk to Doug about that. And it came up in the program a week ago, and I want to spend a little more time. What to do about older machines, especially Windows 7, Windows 8 machines, still probably good hardware. What are the options to keep those machines going? And we're going to get there with some of the later versions of Windows as well. Still perfectly good equipment. What are the options to keep that stuff going? And we'll get into that with Doug following the weather break. And we do have weather to talk about. There is winter weather advisory. Roads around the area are slick. Please take it easy. We'll have details on that in a moment here on News Talk. Here in the Twin Cities, we have light snow, we have fog, we have mist, and we have slippery roads. As a result, a winter weather advisory in effect until 6, and then a dense fog advisory goes into effect overnight from midnight until 9 a.m. We have 28 degrees now, east winds at 10 miles an hour, and roads could be very slick indeed. Crews are out, but slow down. Take it easy. And then tonight, wintry mix, patchy fog develops. Low near 29, and then I mentioned that dense fog advisory from midnight until 9 a.m. Sunday. And then on Sunday, areas of fog, then cloudy and 35. Monday, even a little warmer, slight chance of snow, then mostly cloudy and 36. A little cooler Tuesday, 27 and a slight chance of snow. Wednesday, partly sunny, colder, 18. Thursday, slight chance of snow, partly sunny, 26. Next Friday, partly sunny and 21. No major snow events between now and then. Right now, light snow, fog, mist, 28 degrees, and that winter weather advisory in effect until 6. And the roads, especially some of the lesser traveled roads, sidewalks, driveways, etc., could be very, very slick. So by all means, take care. It is 3:35 here at News Talk, 830 WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug Swindahart. He's in Saturdays between 3 and 4 o'clock. By the way, our podcasts are available at the website, WCCORadio.com. Check those out. We've been doing the show for years, so we've got a lot of them, a lot of good material there. In recent weeks, Doug, we've been talking about videos. For instance, in my job here at WCCO Radio and our corporate parent, Odyssey, they make us watch a lot of training videos along the lines of computer safety to avoid ransomware attacks and phishing, etc., things that would put the company at risk, and rightfully so, and the network at risk. And at my full-time job in the printing business, we watch very similar videos and take training, and it kind of reinforces the idea. If you get an email, are you sure you know where it's from? Be very wary of attachments. If you're getting emails or communication, a text or a phone call from people you don't know, tread lightly. Be very careful. But people who may not get that training at work, or are retired, may not get that training. There are a lot of great resources out there available to watch a 10, 15, 20-minute video and learn about how not to be a victim of these types of attacks.
Oh, no question. And the thing is I went to YouTube when this first started, and under the little search box, all I put was senior help for online security. And that kind of condensed it down to online, but it's unbelievable the amount of information that came up in YouTube. And I take a quick scan and say, I'll look at the videos. And first thing I look at is, well, if this one's like 2 hours, I need to skip that today.
Yeah.
And I'll grab one for 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 4 minutes. And you can listen to 10, 20 of these in a half an hour. And just that exposure. But you are absolutely correct when you say, we, as baby boomers, if you will, we absolutely have to be proactive. There's no way around it. And the thing is, yes, we are catching up. We're playing catch up a little bit, but it's not that tough. And with the amount of information, decide you're going to spend half an hour a week. You'd be amazed at how much you pick up in a half an hour watching condensed videos. I'd start there. Plus, I've got a whole list of links that will take you to. And, you know, ARP has their deal, but ARP has actually set up a separate domain name. And just send an email to help, H-E-L-P, dot tech talk, no spaces or anything, help.techtalk at PM, Peter Mary, dot me, M-E. So it's a pretty simple email address. And I've got that set up to automatically shoot this whole list with search helps for YouTube. And not everything on there is going to be brand new. Some of it is 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 years old. And you'd be amazed at how good some of this older material is. It's just put together well.
Well, and
a refresher.
Yeah, and it's those reminders on what the bad actors are trying to do to get at your computer or your personal information to rip you off. It's just good reminders, and it's kind of like we'll say it again, and it's very, very important. They're very good at what they do, and these emails and the way they're structured can get you to click on an attachment. You know, if you're not absolutely sure, if you take one thing away from the show today, be very careful of attachments coming to you in the form of email. That
absolutely
is maybe the most important of all.
Absolutely. And if somebody gives you a telephone call and they ask for your social security number and your driver's license number and your date of birth, That's almost identical what I'm asked when I walk into a medical office. So it's right away, be leery. You don't have to give them your social security number. They should not even be asking for that anymore now that everybody's got a smartphone, seriously. And driver's license numbers, that also. If they have your driver's license number, they can wreak havoc. But at the same time, most of this information, I think seniors are getting better at this. We're catching up, and we're catching up fast. We may have been born yesterday, but we weren't born last night.
What?
So it's getting much, much better. But there's so many new things that come along. The latest that's happening with a lot of people who have been just assigned to receive Social Security benefits for within the last couple of years, you would be amazed at the calls that you get. Yeah. Well, we're from Medicare. We take care of all of the government paperwork. Well, and you question them a little bit, and they don't have anything to do with Medicare or your health insurance. And all that's public knowledge. That's all available for these guys that are playing these little scam games. I've had people that felt so guilty because they lost money being led down the road of, well, just let me take care of that for you. And you should never feel guilty if you're a victim. These people, as you mentioned, Steve, these people, they are professionals at extracting dollars and making people feel comfortable. Be leery. Ask them where their office is. Ask to talk to their supervisor. Ask them for a direct phone number to their desk. And 9 times out of 10, if they're a bad actor, they'll hang up the phone and scurry away. So that's always a good thing. And remember, if it's a good deal today, it'll be a good deal tomorrow after you investigate. I've actually said that during calls. And, well, they never call back. Something must have been wrong. But we just got to be a little bit more just skeptical. Just be honest. You know? And honest people, we trust others. Well, because we're honest, we just kind of anticipate everybody else is going to be honest. So that's kind of almost a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. So arm yourself. Have the arsenal that you need to get this thing taken care of and be proactive and question. Never hesitate to question. That's the best defense of all, I think. So, but attachments is huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely enormous. And especially when they can have the ability to edit these emails, download and just take a snippet of their logo, use the same language that they use. It's almost indecipherable. But if they're asking you for something, you get this weird feeling that doesn't seem right. Call the bank. Call your credit card company. They'd love to find out about this. In the process, they're much more likely to catch them when they're in the process. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, and this advice is not just for seniors. There's a lot of people that don't work around computers every day in their jobs and may not be exposed to this training or have a small business where they don't have the wherewithal to get everybody in their small business in this training. It's imperative for everyone to understand these concepts of what the bad actors are doing to try to get at your personal information, wherever that lives. It could email or text or even phone calls. We've talked about scam calls, about, hey, you know, this is Joe from Dell Computer, and your computer's been attacked. All of that sort of stuff, your radar has got to be up and be very, very careful in those situations. That's kind of where we're going to leave that right now. But by the way, Doug, if people want to reach out for the links to some of those videos you've selected, what's that link again?
Yeah, I set up a separate email account.
Yep, good.
And it's the word help, H-E-L-P. So you just open up your email, send me an email. H-E-L-P dot or a period tech talk at pm.me. So it's pm.me. And that's where people might get confused, but I tried to keep it short and yet directive. Good. And in the subject line, just say, please send or whatever. It doesn't matter what you put in there, just so you put it in there. So it'll send, and it's going to automatically send you what I've got created. And it seems to be working. I had a little trouble getting it rolling last week for some weird reason, but it seems to be operational. If you don't get it right away, it'll come to you within an hour or two. I guarantee it.
Yeah,
once it gets flowing, it should just be instantaneous.
All right. Good deal. Quick break. We're going to come back. Talk about Microsoft older machines. We promise that. If you have an older machine and you're thinking, well, I may need a new one. Well, you may not. We'll get into all of that when we come back on Tech Talk. Here's the number again, stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk, by the way. You can still get in, stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. And Doug, from our text line, coming on the technical implications of the recent news that Microsoft reversed its position and will now allow installation of Windows 11 on older incompatible computers. Now, the point being is you're going to need to do manual updates. You may not get security patches. There is a catch in all of this.
Well, you know, I think the rumor mill kind of took over. Yesterday, Microsoft came right out and it says, listen, it confirms it's not lowering Windows 11 system requirements for unsupported hardware. They added a couple of processors, i7s, and they changed some of the RAM requirements to make it a little bit easier, and so you could keep some hardware. But they are taking a real hard stance here. We're not going to get rid of the trusted platform management module. And there are certain things personally, I think it's sinful. We are now living in a time where we should all be recycling, recovering, and renewing as much as possible. But yet, well, you got to go buy a new computer because, well, I'm not going to let you have Windows 11. I don't agree with it. I think we need to be a little bit more in tune with the social aspect, as we're all a part of this. It's like the internet and being safe and secure. We are our brother's keeper. We're all responsible to keep it maintained and clean as possible that we could do.
Well, and Doug, I just want to jump in on this. There are other options for older machines that are operating in good shape. You don't need to stay married to Windows. I can't imagine there are many users out there that absolutely positively have to have a Windows machine to do their daily work on the internet or documents. There are plenty of other options. Linux installs, great example. There's Libre Office. There are other to-do spreadsheets and documents, etc. You don't have to stay married to Windows.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Steve. And the thing is we got to get people to not be fearful of these machines. Experiment. You can download almost every distribution of Linux and create a bootable USB or a bootable DVD drive and take it for a test drive. Granted, it's not going to run as fast as it will when it's installed on your hard drive, but it will at least get you to a point of being comfortable and perhaps creating an interest to move forward and gain the knowledge that it will require to update your machine's operating system and do it in such a way to where you don't lose any data. It's not that difficult. It just takes a little bit of commitment and a little bit of time. But I agree with that. I just think that people get comfortable, and sometimes it's human nature that we manage by avoidance. Well, I don't want to think about that. We just let it go. Just turn our back. But this is something you really can't turn your back on. It's important to maintain security and to keep yourself protected in a brand new world. I don't know a better way to say it. But I agree. Microsoft is not the only game in town.
And Doug, I want to get to a couple of quick ones before we run out of time on the program here. When I go to websites, a box pops up asking to accept cookies. What's that all about? Is it a bad thing to accept cookies?
Well, it depends. I kind of hesitate. I don't take any performance or advertising or that kind of thing. And my internet does slow down a little bit because, let's face it, they're making a ton of money off this stuff. But if you got Firefox, you can add a little extension that will bypass that and answer it. That, you know, this turned into quite the annoyance. I feel this person's pain, but you can bypass it. If you have problems with that, give me a call next week and I'll help you find it. It's an easy fix.
All right, we'll have Doug's phone number and email in a moment. Quick comment on this from our text line. I almost never hear of internet thieves being caught. Do we even try? Yes, they do try. It can be challenging. We just want to avoid the bad actors at all costs.
Well, and there's something else that I think people should be aware of. Just because you're not hearing about prosecutions doesn't mean they're not happening. Yeah. They are happening. But they don't want the world to know how they're getting them.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep that in mind. It's going on much more than what you might believe.
All right, Doug, we've got to run. How do people get that? What's the email to get the videos real quick or the link to the training videos?
Yeah, I think that's the most important as well. It's the word help, H-E-L-P, dot or a period, Tech Talk, T-E-C-H-T-A-L-K, at P-M, Peter Mary, dot M-E, me. And that's all there is to it. And
right.
If you need a call, it's 651-552-9543. And I'll see you later, Steve. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, Doug, always great. We'll do it again in 1 week. Once again, Tech Talk with Doug Swindehart. And by the way, all our programs are archived online at WCCORadio.com. That is WCCO Tech Talk. And we invite you to check out those podcasts. We have the news, weather. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney in a moment here on CCO.